Welcome to Riscario Insider, where an actuary reveals how the wealthy tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma. Today we're looking at Jim Flaherty on the economy and financial literacy. Let's start off with a quote from Jim Flaherty, who is the Minister of Finance for Canada. Here's what he said. If meetings could solve the economic crisis, it would be over by now. He said that in reference to the many international meetings he's been attending recently. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty addressed CALU for the third consecutive year earlier this month. He spoke the day after his boss, Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Flaherty spoke off-script, which made him more interesting. His triplets are already 18 months old. Sometimes strangers call his boys three twins. Flaherty reminded us that a year ago there was concern that oil would reach $200 a barrel by now. Instead, the world is in the midst of its first synchronized global recession, which Canada joined in the fourth quarter of 2008. We hate getting left out. Canadian differences. Since Canada still has a strong financial sector, other countries are looking at emulating the so-called boring Canadian model. What sets us apart? Flaherty said, 1. Effective implementation of regulations. Regulations without monitoring mean little. 2. Reasonable risk-taking. 3. Regulation of investment banks. What happened is the investment banks were acquired by the commercial banks, and the commercial banks are monitored by the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions, OSFI. In the United States, investment banks faced less scrutiny and contributed to dumb money, the title of a previous post. No housing crisis was the fourth item. Mortgages in Canada are not tax deductible as they are in the United States. Also, mortgages are insured when borrowing 80% or more of the value of the property. The government purchased about $56 billion of mortgages to help the banks stay liquid. Internationally, fixing the banks is crucial. In Canada, Flaherty sees access to credit as the main issue. The situation is improving, and banks here can still raise equity. The government is spending to improve infrastructure, as the Prime Minister described. That was a previous post also. The government has an increased appetite for risk. The Business Development Bank of Canada, BDC, and Export Development Canada, EDC, are lending accordingly. We lack a national securities regulator. Flaherty called this an international embarrassment. Why does a country of 35 million people have 13 regulators? Other good news. Politicians like to remind us of the good they've done. Flaherty remains proud of the tax-free savings account, which he still considers the center point of his previous budget. The TFSA has been well received and benefits from what Warren Buffett calls the miracle of compound interest. Financial literacy. What if you don't understand compound interest or other basics? Flaherty wants to increase basic financial literacy. For example, what happens if you only pay the monthly minimum balance on your credit card? He asked CALU for help. At an evening reception, I spoke to Flaherty about this initiative, gave him my business card, and volunteered to participate. I talked to fellow blogger, Canadian Capitalist, over dinner. We both felt that anyone who wants to learn already can. Financial bloggers already help freely and would be willing to do more. The new Canadian Money Forum at CanadianMoneyForum.com is a great resource started by Canadian Capitalist and Million Dollar Journey. You can ask your questions and get thoughtful answers at no charge from a friendly community that cares. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. You can also find Riscario on Twitter. Thanks for listening.